piece taken together. I carry about with me, indeed, as if it were the only thing that invisibly anchored me to any spot upon the globe, the title deeds of my farm, which once covered several blocks between Chestnut and Walnut Streets. These title deeds are of wampum, the grant of an Indian chief to the first Dowell, who left Farnham in Surrey in company with William Penn. Florence's people, as is so often the case with the inhabitants of Connecticut, came from the neighborhood of Fordingbridge, where the Ashburnhams' place is. From there, at this moment, I am actually writing. You may well ask why I write, and yet my reasons are quite many. For it is not unusual in human beings who have witnessed the sack of a city or the falling to pieces of a people to desire to set down what they have witnessed for the benefit of unknown heirs or of generations infinitely remote, or, if you please, just to get the sight out of their heads. Someone has said that the death of a mouse from cancer is the whole sack of Rome by the Goths, and I swear to you that the breaking up of our little four-square coterie was such another unthinkable event. Supposing that you should come upon us, sitting together at one of the little tables in front of the clubhouse, let us say, at Hamburg, taking tea of an afternoon and watching the miniature golf. You would have said that, as human affairs go, we were an extraordinarily safe castle. We were, if you will, one of those tall ships with the white sails upon a blue sea, one of those things that seem the proudest and the safest of all the beautiful and safe things that God has permitted the mind of men to frame. Where better could one take refuge? Where better? Permanence? Stability? I can't believe it's gone. I can't believe that that long, tranquil life, which was just stepping a minuet, vanished in four crashing days at the end of 9 years and 6 weeks. Upon my word, yes, our intimacy was like a minuet, simply because on every possible occasion and in every possible circumstance we knew where to go, where to sit, which table we unanimously should choose, and we could rise and go all four together without a signal from any one of us, always to the music of the Kerr Orchestra, always in the temperate sunshine, or, if it rained, in discreet shelters. No, indeed, it can't be gone. You can't kill a minuet de la cour. You may shut up the music book, close the harpsichord. In the cupboard and presses, the rats may destroy the white satin favors. The mob may sack Versailles. The Trianon may fall, but surely the minuet. The minuet itself is dancing itself away into the furthest stars, even as our minuet of the Hessian bathing places must be stepping itself still. Isn't there any heaven where old beautiful dances, old beautiful intimacies prolong themselves? Isn't there any nirvana pervaded by the faint thrilling of instruments that have fallen into the dust of wormwood, but that yet had frail, tremulous, and everlasting souls? No, by God, it is false. It wasn't a minuet that we stepped, it was a prison full of screaming hysterics, tied down so that they might not outsound the rolling of our carriage wheels as we went along the shaded avenues of the Taunus Wald. And yet, I swear by the sacred name of my Creator that it was true. It was true sunshine, the true music, the true splash of the fountains from the mouth of stone dolphins. For if for me we were four people with the same tastes, with the same desires, acting, or no, not acting, sitting here and there unanimously, isn't that the truth? If for 9 years I have possessed a goodly apple that is rotten at the core and discover its rottenness only in 9 years and 6 months, less 4 days, isn't it true to say that for 9 years I possessed a goodly apple? So it may well be with Edward Ashburnham, with Leonora his wife, and with poor dear Florence. And if you come to think of it, isn't it a little odd that the physical rottenness of at least two pillars of our four-square house never presented itself to my mind as a menace to its security? It doesn't so present it